Welcome to the UniConnect podcast. We're here to keep you connected to all things university. Hello and welcome back to the UniConnect podcast. Today, as part of our progression series, I'm going to be interviewing Kim Martin, Head of Sports Science and Exercise at Leeds City College. Stay tuned to listen to the episode, and as always, if you have any questions or want more tips and advice on moving to university, please follow us at our Instagram page, uniconnect_ghwy. Thank you. Everyone, thank you for joining us today. Today I'm going to be speaking with Kim Martin, who is the Head of Sports Science and Exercise here at Leeds City College. We're going to be having a chat about all of the experience that's led up to Kim now being Head of a Department. So hi Kim, to start us off, can we talk about what you studied after you finished school and college?
After I finished school, I went on to my local sixth form college and studied for A-levels in English language, sociology and physical education with the hope that I would be able to progress on to university and obviously progress in a career in PE teaching.
Great. So you mentioned that after your A-levels, you had the plan in mind to move on to university and do sport. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I've always loved sport. I've always played sports as a younger person, a range of sports, netball, hockey, badminton. So kind of the career in PE teaching is something that I'd always wanted to do. I had a really good relationship at school with the PE department. I did my work experience there and kind of that kind of career pathway was always in my head to do something in sport. So at university, I studied sports studies and physical education at York St John University, which gave me a real insight into not just the PE teaching side of things, but sports studies in general. And doing this route allowed me to have a choice of doing my teaching qualification afterwards if I wanted to, but I didn't have to. Because it was kind of a combined degree in sports studies and physical education. I thoroughly enjoyed university. I had the best time. I learned so much. And obviously that has led me to where I am today.
Fab, so it sounds like you had a very clear path in mind and you know that you enjoyed sport and you know that's what you wanted to pursue. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you ended up doing after you finished university?
I think I've always wanted to work in sport. So after all my studies, I wasn't actually sure after my degree whether I wanted to go into teaching. So I did have a year out and I worked for an online sports bookmaker for a year down in London. So I did that and I really enjoyed it actually. It was very different. It was an office environment and I had some really good experiences. However, during my time there, I did realise that having that time away from kind of education, that I did want to actually go back into it and train to become a PE teacher. So within my year out, I did a bit of travelling as well. I spent some time in Australia. So I'm really, really grateful for the opportunity that I had in my year out. But I did then kind of know that I wanted to go on to teaching.
So you decided that you wanted to pursue teaching and now you're Head of Sports Science and Exercise. Can you tell us a little bit more about that journey?
I've been at the college now 14 years, starting out as a lecturer and then progressing on to a course leader and then on to Deputy Head of Sport for a number of years. And I guess moving on to the head of department was, I guess, the route that I wanted to take to obviously manage the department and fulfil kind of some aspirations of myself in terms of progressing up the ladder in education and working with young people and managing other teachers and helping them to kind of flourish. So I guess kind of I've always known I've wanted to kind of move up into a role within education, as in a managerial role. But certainly over the last kind of 5 or 6 years, it's become apparent that actually it's something that I want to do for a long time now.
Fantastic. So you knew you wanted to progress, and it sounds like quite a smooth transition in terms of progressing up the career ladder. Can you tell us a little bit about what skills and attributes you think have helped you to get to this level?
For me, first and foremost, being a teacher, you need so many different skills and attributes. But I think being a people person just generally, whether that's teaching, whether that's managing, it is so important. You need to have good people skills and be confident in what you're doing. You know, there are times when we do lack confidence, and I certainly do in some areas, but that's okay. It's okay to lack confidence and kind of build on that. And you're also developing skills such as resilience, you know, and you're kind of working on developing things that perhaps you didn't know that you had. You've got skills somewhere, but in terms of making them flourish and helping them to flourish, that's what we do kind of day in, day out. And I think other things that are important in my role is being able to listen to people. So I manage 21 people now within the department. So having the skills to adapt and be flexible and kind of work with different people from all walks of life. And the same in kind of my role as a teacher as well. You know, students will come from different backgrounds and different environments, and you have to be able to have the skills to develop that rapport with them and be able to listen to them and take on board what they say as well, to be able to develop that good working relationship on both parts. So I think for me, having the people skills, the listening skills, confidence, and just general kind of okay, so adaptability and flexibility is really important in my role.
Thanks, Kim. Yeah, you've listed a lot of really key skills there. And these are all things that you are going to be developing over your Level 3 study, through university and through the world of work. So for anyone listening right now who thinks, oh, maybe I don't have those skills, these are things that you will develop over time. So moving on to the last question, and thank you so much, Kim, for taking the time to speak with us on this podcast. Can I just ask, for anyone listening right now who really isn't sure what they'd like to do after college, what is your number one tip for them?
At 16, 17, 18, it's still really, really difficult to know what you want to do as a career. Certainly, perhaps at 16, I didn't know. But for anyone that is unsure, what I'd maybe suggest is that if you don't know what you want to do, do something now that you enjoy. So it won't really matter then, because as long as you enjoy what you're doing, that's going to take you through, whether it be a year on a course, 2 years on a course. As long as you're enjoying it and you're learning and you're developing, I think that would be kind of a really important factor for me, is enjoy what you're doing and the rest will follow.
Thank you all for listening today. I hope you found it helpful in maybe encouraging you to think about whether there's a particular subject, something that you really enjoy and you really love. I think if you are struggling to think about what you might want to do after college or school, it is always really good to pick something that you enjoy, because that's what's going to keep you motivated and that's what's going to keep you progressing. Thank you for listening, and we'll be in touch with a new episode soon.